Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because,
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Hi, friends. Thanks for downloading the Money Girl podcast. I'm Laura Adams, the author of Money Girl's Smart Moves to Grow Rich. If you're like most people, you want squeaky clean credit so you can borrow money at low interest rates and pay less for insurance and security deposits. While it's important to focus on factors that raise your credit scores, it's also important to know what has absolutely no effect on them, so you don't sweat the small stuff. Here are 9 factors that can't hurt or help your credit scores. Factor number 1, your personal information. Information like your name, current and previous addresses, social security number, and birth date are included on your credit report with each of the 3 nationwide credit reporting agencies, which are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. However, none of it has any bearing on your credit scores. Instead, the information that's used to calculate your credit scores includes account information, like payment activity on your loans and credit cards, public information, like a recorded tax lien or bankruptcy, and inquiries from lenders in response to your application for new credit. That means your marital status, gender, race, education level, and age are not used in any way to determine your credit rating. Factor number 2, changes to your income. You may be surprised to know that your income isn't included on your credit report, and therefore earning less has no negative effect on your credit scores, as long as you continue to pay your bills on time. Of course, losing your job or business could severely affect your ability to do that. Even receiving unemployment or another type of public assistance will not hurt your credit scores. Creditors generally get your income information from an application you submit, so making less money could be a stumbling block to getting new credit because, in addition to your credit score, your income, expenses, and job stability are taken into consideration by a lender. Factor number 3, using a debit card. Debit and credit cards look alike, but that's where the similarity ends. Your bank activity isn't listed on your credit report. So while using a debit card or a prepaid debit card is convenient for making everyday purchases, it won't help you build credit. Factor number 4, getting turned down for credit. If you've been turned down for credit, you may be worried that this can hurt your credit scores. Don't. Your credit report doesn't show whether an application for a loan or credit card was approved or declined. So it may hurt your feelings, but it definitely won't hurt your credit scores. Factor number 5, paying small merchants. Bills you pay to small companies or individuals for local services like lawn care, pest control, or rent typically don't show up on your credit report. The 3 nationwide credit bureaus have strict requirements about who can report consumer information to them, and in many cases, it's just not feasible for small businesses. If a merchant doesn't report payment information to the credit bureaus, then your payment history with that company can't affect your credit scores. However, if you don't pay up and they turn your account over to a collection agency, well, that's another story. Collection companies typically report information to the credit bureaus on accounts that they acquire. The best way to find out which companies report information to your credit report is to get a free copy of it at annualcreditreport.com.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Hey, everybody. It's Rob Lowe here. If you haven't heard, I have a podcast that's called Literally with Rob Lowe. And basically, it's conversations I've had that really make you feel like you're pulling up a chair at an intimate dinner between myself and people that I admire, like Aaron Sorkin or Tiffany Haddish, Demi Moore, Chris Pratt, Michael J. Fox. There are new episodes out every Thursday. So subscribe, please, and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Factor number 6, paying someone else's bill. If you want to do a family member or friend a favor by paying their bills, do it from the kindness of your heart and not because you think it will boost your credit. Regardless of who pays a bill, it only gets reported on the credit file of the person who owns the debt. Factor number 7, adding an authorized user. Adding someone to your credit card as an authorized user allows them to get a card in their name and to make charges up to the credit limit that you allow. An authorized user simply rides your credit coattails and has no legal responsibility to repay the debt. Their credit situation can't affect yours in any way, but you can help them build credit. However, your credit scores could crash and burn if an authorized user abuses a credit card and you can't afford to make the minimum monthly payments. So always be cautious about adding anyone to your credit cards. For more information, be sure to listen to podcast episode number 188 called Should You Have a Joint Credit Card or an Authorized User? You'll find it in iTunes or on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. Factor number 8, going loan shopping. Applying for new credit results in what's known as a hard inquiry on your credit report, and it temporarily dings your credit. That's because credit inquiries are a signal that you may be taking on new debt, which represents potential risk for creditors and merchants. However, most credit scoring models are sophisticated enough to recognize when you're shopping around for the best interest rates. So don't hesitate to get multiple offers for an auto loan or a mortgage refinance. Credit scores may ignore multiple inquiries or simply count them as one inquiry if they occur within a specific time frame, like 2 or 3 weeks. Factor number 9, checking your own credit. Many people are skittish about getting their free credit report because they mistakenly think it'll count against them. Pulling your own credit report is called a soft inquiry, and it never hurts your credit scores, no matter how often you request it. You can learn more about how to check your credit report and get errors corrected in My Credit Score Survival Kit. It's a free resource I created for you with a video tutorial and 3 smart strategies to build excellent credit scores. Plus, I tell you how to save money by getting your credit score absolutely free as often as you want with no strings attached. Download the Credit Score Survival Kit for a limited time when you visit smartmovestogrowrich.com. For more money tips, be sure to sign up for the Money Girl newsletter, join the Money Girl Facebook page, and follow on Twitter, where my username is @LauraAdams, LauraAdams, with no space. Just visit the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com if you forget my contact information or need advice about other personal finance topics. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Hey, everybody, it's Rob Lowe here. If you haven't heard, I have a podcast that's called Literally with Rob Lowe. And basically, it's conversations I've had that really make you feel like you're pulling up a chair at an intimate dinner between myself and people that I admire, like Aaron Sorkin or Tiffany Haddish, Demi Moore, Chris Pratt, Michael J. Fox. There are new episodes out every Thursday. So subscribe, please, and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.